Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Rada and Addy with your 8am's headlines. In local news, Southeast Queensland residents are facing a growing fire ant threat as they clean up from ex-tropical cyclone Alfred. The invasive pests, which have plagued the region for years, are spreading further by forming living rafts to survive the floodwaters. A spokesperson from the National Fire Ant Eradication Program says the organisation was aware of increased fire ant activity and visible nests, and have received a growing number of calls over the past 2 days. Bundaberg local Greg Locke says the fire ants have become an increasingly problem over the past few years and is urgently calling authorities to start killing them fast. It's as simple as that.
In national news, new data shows that governments have been failing to respond to the needs of Indigenous people across Australia. Only 4 out of 19 Closing the Gap targets have been satisfied, with worsening rates of incarceration and child removals. Catherine Little, deputy convener of a coalition of peaks, has said, "We need governments of all colours to step up in order to meet their targets for the 2031 deadline." Compliance varies from state to state, with some states and territories bringing down the national average. The only targets that are on track nationally are land rights and sea rights, early childhood education, and employment. In international news, Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles has ruled out retaliatory tariffs in response to America's decision to slap a 25% tariff on all imported steel and aluminium. Marles characterized these tariffs as an act of self-harm and said, "This is not going to do the American economy any good." Other nations have responded to this new round of tariffs very differently. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said that his government will keep all options on the table, and EU officials have called the tariffs unjustified. Canada is leading the flock in response to these tariffs, announcing a 25% tariff on American goods designed to match, dollar by dollar, the damage done to its economy.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of showers. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. There is no fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter at 4zzz.org.au.